This is Pushing the Odds on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Las Vegas, here's Matt Perrault.
Pushing the Odds, SB Nation Radio. Baseball. Let's get to that topic with Whitney McIntosh. SB Nation joining us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. Whitney, Matt Perrault, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. All right, so we're into nearly September here, and everyone likes talking about awards. The Red Sox have two players in J.D. Martinez and Mookie Betts who are going to be in the conversation for the MVP. They could cancel each other out, which would be kind of unfortunate. But if J.D. Martinez wins the Triple Crown, is he 100% your MVP in the American League?
I think so. I think it's tough because Mookie's a little bit flashier. He kind of tends to have a little bit more fun and you know, encourage people to kind of fall in love with him when he, you know, hits home runs and things like that. And he's kind of got more of a personality. You know, JD's not a statue. But I think if JD wins the Triple Crown, that's an easy vote for everyone. Then they won't split the votes either. Because people, if you're choosing between two Red Sox players, the one that wins the Triple Crown probably is the one you're voting for. So yeah. I think that's pretty correct. But, you know, there's other candidates as well. But I think those two are really what it's going to come down to at this point heading into September.
How does defense factor in? Because Mookie plays right field in a gigantic ballpark at Fenway Park, trying to roam around there. And J.D. Martinez primarily is a DH. Sometimes he plays left field, but is not known for his glove. How much does defense factor into an MVP vote in your mind?
I think defense tends to factor in more as an explanation for why people didn't vote for somebody than why they did. A lot of voters love to think that they're taking everything into account, but I really don't think that's the case. And it tends to be, oh, you know, I didn't vote for this guy because he doesn't have the defense to back it up. But you never hear that about voting for, someone for MVP too much. Last year in the NL, it was more of a case because people had so many options to choose from. But I think in this case, when there's so many obvious or a few obvious choices in the AL, I don't think defense factors in as much as people like to say.
Let's stay in the American League, and today the Astros and the A's play for the 19th time, their final time in the year. If the A's win, they're only half a game behind in the American League West. If the Astros win, it's 2.5, and they'll take 2 out of 3 in this series. The Astros are getting healthy, but in September, how big of a threat do you see Oakland for the American League West crown to Houston?
Yeah, I think if Oakland keeps this up, I mean, it's been a great surprise in, you know, late July and August, them and the Cardinals, but the A's have been really fun to watch. And, you know, going up against these big teams and taking a game or two off of them every single series or 2 or 3 games off of them, I think they're going to continue to be a threat, especially considering, you know, the injuries that the Astros have gone through, the fatigue that's hitting their pitching staff, as I think it is for everyone in the AL right now. A lot of these top teams are seeing a lot of tiredness in their staff. So I think the opportunity is there for the A's, and as long as they can kind of keep it together, they've had some injuries as well to their pitching that could really make a difference. But we'll have to see. But I think it's very feasible to think that they could continue competing right up until the end for that top spot.
I've made the point that when the rosters expand on the first, that really helps a team like Oakland that's had 11 pitchers go on the DL, and they get a chance to kind of tap into some of their farm system and bring up some guys to help chew up some innings and help them manage the month of September. Do you agree with that, that it's going to be a big boost to Oakland to get the ability for the rosters to expand?
Absolutely. I think you're going to see that a lot with the Yankees, with the Red Sox, with the Astros, with the A's. They're all struggling with pitching fatigue and injuries, and I think that's going to be a huge thing as soon as September starts, of calling, when they do roster expansion, of calling a lot of pitchers up and a lot of relievers to give them that flexibility and really let some guys rest. You know, especially the A's, their injuries have been more recent than others, so they're going to have to really tide themselves over until almost the playoff starts, it looks like.
All right, Whitney, let's talk about the National League for a second. Who is the best team in the National League? Records aside, just who is the best team right now in the National League in your mind?
The best team right now, it's so tricky because I think a lot of teams, as we've seen over the summer, you know, teams thought that they were buying at the trade deadline and then ended up, going downward. Teams thought they were selling at the trade deadline and then kind of rebounded. So it's definitely tricky. I think the Braves really shouldn't be counted out. You know, they've had kind of the Phillies and the Nationals rallying for the top spot in that division all season, but it's looking more and more like the Braves have this one locked up, and everyone else better luck next year, which is great because the division race has been really fun, but I think the Braves are the team that deserve it. And I think their offense is really going on all cylinders. They have the pieces in place to make some really big moves when we get to the playoffs. I think right now they're one of the best teams, if not the best team, and thankfully they're also entertaining.
The Atlanta Braves are a team that I just have a tough time grabbing onto. Their rotation, I just don't know about. I know the Phillies pitchers. I don't know enough about the Braves pitchers in terms of down the stretch in the postseason. I love their young stars that have stepped to the plate here. Freddie Freeman is a veteran guy who's had a tremendous, tremendous season this year. But do you buy the Braves as a legitimate contender for the NL pennant?
I do, especially because I think they've been one of the steadier teams all year, while the other teams in the National League, you know, they're really going to have to hope that they hit the upswing at just the right moment. You know, the Dodgers have struggled. The Cardinals have only recently, you know, pulled it together enough. The Cubs have had some serious ups and downs. You know, a lot of these top contenders are really going to have to figure out how to hope, or not figure out, hopefully time it so that they're hitting the postseason right when they want to and really firing on all cylinders. I think the Braves have been doing that all season. We haven't really seen them take any huge swoons like the Phillies have done. We haven't seen them suffer any major, major injuries that could, you know, completely derail their plan. So I think as long as they keep it steady and don't try to push things, don't try to overcorrect any small worries that might happen in September and manage their roster expansion well, I think they could really just keep things on the right path and really compete against some of these other teams that have had a more, uneven season than maybe they expected coming in.
All right, Whitney, I know that we are a month out from the playoffs, but Diamondbacks, Rockies, Dodgers, Giants, probably not. But who wins the NL West?
I think it's the Dodgers at this point. They're definitely going to have to, you know, keep things together. The race is not over by any means. I'm not saying, you know, they have it locked up, but I do think that they're the most likely to really just, again, keep things on the rails. Hopefully no injuries, hopefully no big losing streaks, but they corrected after that early. A lot of people thought they would. They corrected after that early injury issues and offensive issues in May and June, and they've come back with a lot of healthy people who are, you know, putting the bats together. And as long as they don't go through any, you know, losing streaks within their division, again, and especially against the Diamondbacks, I think they're going to be just fine, which is, you know, not what a lot of Dodgers fans thought were going to happen 3 months ago.
Well, the American League's not playing ball really with the Yankees and the A's running away pretty much with the wild card, but the National League's got six teams for two spots. And I think we're going to be in for a wild September of scoreboard watching and watching teams, you know, down the stretch, depending on who wins the NL West. Those teams are all still in it for the National League. But what do you make of the Cardinals? Can they, one, catch the Cubs? And if they can't, do you think they're a team that will get one of the two wild card spots?
I think they can absolutely catch the Cubs at this point. I think they've shown that, you know, they are not, they did not call it a season. They, you know, made some trades. They've especially recently acquired some people to keep improving. And I think they can absolutely, you know, make up the ground of those last couple of games that they need to take the division. If not, I do think at this point they are one of the people who will take a wild card. Mm-hmm. But again, I'm just excited to watch these, you know, it's, I think, 2.5 games total for six or seven teams who are right in the race there. And that's going to be as exciting as anything. You know, last year we didn't really have a wild card race quite like this on either side. There were a couple teams in the mix for both leagues, but you know, a good division wild card race with this many teams and decent teams in it. You know, there's not really a team that you wouldn't expect there. Could be really fun.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an absolute ball to watch what happens in the National League. Whitney, thank you for the time. Really appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
You too. That is Whitney McIntosh from SB Nation covering Major League Baseball for us on the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. And I think that it's such a wild situation in the National League. Cardinals, Brewers, Diamondbacks, Rockies, Dodgers, Phillies, Nationals, but take them out of it. You got six teams separated by 2.5 games in the National League for the wild card. You take one of those teams out because either the Dodgers, Rockies, or Diamondbacks will win the West. So really, it's five teams for two spots. The Cardinals right now are in first place, up by 1.5 on the Brewers. But we have so much baseball left to be played, and this is why Major League Baseball created the second wild card. Really, even if they had one wild card, people still would be watching. But the second wild card really brings a ton of teams in. If somebody were to get hot, kept ledging in the bottle, I mean, if the Giants were to turn things around and get rolling, we'll see what ends up happening with that. But what I'm curious about is, will baseball be able to cut through the noise of football in September? And that's always the problem. We tend to get football crazed in September, and then we move back to baseball in October when the playoffs begin. But do we see people, do we have a legit conversation going on about the NL wild card in the National League, all the races really, during football season in September? That is yet to be determined. It could be difficult. Next, Chuck Schumer is out with a new idea for a federal law for sports gambling, and it should have just been written by Roger Goodell. It's embarrassing. We'll get to that next. Pushing the Odds.